Are you ready to head down the path to an abundant retirement? We're tackling the topics of the mind of the modern retiree here on Navigating an Abundant Retirement Radio. And now your host, Carol Dewey.
Welcome back to Navigating Abundant Retirement Radio, where we help you protect what you've built, enjoy what you've earned, and pass on a lasting legacy. I am your host, Carol Dewey, and today's episode is called A $20 Million Scam and the Opportunity That Follows. In this episode, we're going beyond the headlines into the real-life story of a scam attempt that hit close to home for me, and how it connects to the explosive rise of AI-powered cybercrime. But this isn't just a cautionary tale. It's also about where the smart money is going next. From Warren Buffett's inevitables to actionable ways you can invest in the cybersecurity boom, today's episode will show you how to stay protected and positioned for what's coming next. So let's dive in. We'll begin with a real-life story that happened to someone very close to me, my own father, who found himself on the receiving end of a voice scam that could have easily fooled even the savviest among us. And we'll go from there to uncover just how fast these scammers are evolving thanks to AI. From deepfake voice calls to sophisticated cyber attacks, financial scams are becoming more personalized, more persuasive, and more dangerous. But here's the twist. This alarming trend has also given rise to one of the clearest investment opportunities I've seen in years. Today, we're going to cover why scams are getting harder to detect, even for the sharpest minds, what inevitables means in the world of investing, how AI-powered scams are creating massive demand for next-gen cybersecurity, and how you can position your portfolio to benefit from this powerful new megatrend. So let's get started. Granddaddy, please help me. The small voice on the other end of the line sounded panicked. As my elderly father tells the story, the call came from his grandson who was in trouble. Without getting into details, the request was what you'd expect, money. My father recognized the scam immediately. However, now in his mid-80s and long retired, he's also bored. So he was thrilled to have this unexpected activity. For almost 45 minutes, my father had a fabulous time walking up to the edge of disclosing sensitive financial information before pulling back, feigning confusion and frustrating the scammer to no end. Eventually, when he'd had enough, my father casually asked, "By the way, just remind me, which grandson is this?" The call ended shortly thereafter. While this story had a happy ending, we're entering an age in which many very intelligent people will be scammed. My father reported that his grandson sounded nothing like his actual grandson, but what if that hadn't been the case thanks to an AI-generated vocal clone? According to Security.org's 2024's Deep Fakes Guidance Statistics, just 3 seconds of audio is sometimes enough to produce an 85% voice match using AI. Consider how easy it is to get an audio file from someone off social media these days. And be careful about thinking you'd be able to spot a scam easily. In April, Spanish authorities dismantled a crypto investment scam that used AI-generated deepfake ads featuring public figures. Over 200 victims worldwide were defrauded to the tune of about $20.9 million. 6 individuals were arrested in Spain's operation they called Coin Black Windmine. And here's what Bleeping Computer had to say. The scam had multiple phases, starting with typical romance baiting or the threat actors posing as financial advisors, and ending with a twist of fake money recovery claims. Victims were chosen via algorithms that selected persons whose profiles matched the cyber criminals' targeting requirements and subsequently targeted by AI-generated deepfake ads. With the help of artificial intelligence, the scammers created fake ads featuring well-known national figures apparently recommending investing in these products. That was explained by the Policía Nacional in their announcement. While these scams are terrible, they also provide a no-brainer investment opportunity. When it comes to building wealth in stocks, few concepts will help you more than something we call inevitables. Inevitables is a concept popularized by Warren Buffett. It's his term for businesses with huge competitive advantages that dominate their industries. This was from Warren Buffett's 1996 Berkshire Hathaway Investors letter. It said companies such as Coca-Cola and Gillette might well as be labeled the inevitables. Forecasters may differ a bit in their predictions of how much soft drink or shaving equipment business these companies will be doing in 10 or 20 years. In the end, however, no sensible observer, not even these companies' most vigorous competitors, assuming they are assessing the matter honestly, questions that Coke and Gillette will dominate their fields worldwide for an investment lifetime. In simple terms, the inevitables are the market leaders for specific sectors that will be in demand for decades to come. But there's a twist. Inevitables don't have to be specific stocks. The concept is applicable to certain technologies, trends, or cultural shifts that are so impactful that massive growth is inevitable, virtually guaranteed. Today, AI cybersecurity is such an inevitable trend and will provide a huge payoff for investors. AI is transforming everything, reshaping industries from finance to healthcare to logistics. But the same algorithms that help Amazon recommend your next purchase or let ChatGPT write an email can now be used to power phishing scams, identity theft, financial fraud, deep fake extortion, data breaches, and election interference at scale. This is not hypothetical. It's actually happening now. Here's a few statistics. Arcos Labs notes that 73% of internet traffic today is bots, many powered by AI and often involved in credential stuffing, a type of cyber attack in which the attacker collects stolen account credentials, typically consisting of lists of usernames or email addresses and the corresponding passwords, or fraud attempts. According to the consulting group McKinsey, cyber attacks will cost the global economy over $10.5 trillion annually by the end of the year, up from $3 trillion in 2015. A key accelerant? The rise of AI-powered threat actors. And a security.org survey found that 1 in 4 Americans have now been targeted by AI-generated scams. Voice cloning like my father experienced, deepfake videos, and/or highly personalized phishing emails. Businesses are spending big dollars to protect against growing cyber threats. In February 2024, a finance employee at the Hong Kong branch of a multinational firm received an email urging a secret transaction from the CFO. Doubtful at first, the employee ultimately joined a video conference where AI-generated deepfakes of the CFO and colleagues appeared fully authentic. Convinced, the employee authorized 15 transfers, totaling approximately $25.6 million to the scammers' accounts before realizing the fraud a week later. This is a wake-up call for businesses and governments alike. Every major enterprise, from banks to retailers to logistics companies, will be forced to invest in next-gen cybersecurity that uses machine learning, neural networks, anomaly detection, behavioral modeling, and generative AI to defend their systems. Here's Shailendra Upadhyay, senior research principal at Gartner. The continued heightened threat environment, cloud movement, and talent crunch are pushing security to the top of the priorities list and pressing chief information security officers to increase their organization's security spend. So you see, this is no longer optional. It's the cost of doing business in the digital age. It's inevitable. But from an investment perspective, it makes our job easy. We position our investment dollars in front of this flood of security spend. So how do we invest? The simplest one-click solution is a broad ETF such as HAQ. It holds many of the top names in cybersecurity, Broadcom, Cisco, Cloudflare, Fortinet, and Scalar, to name a few. It's up 36% over the last 12 months, tripling the S&P's return. However, because HAQ is an ETF, you're inadvertently investing in some underperformers along with the winners. This weighs on your returns. For example, take Cisco and SentinelOne, both of which are holdings in HAQ. As you can see in the chart, over the past year, while Cisco has popped 51%, Sentinel has fallen 7%. If this makes you think twice about a buy and hold approach to HAQ, a second option is to focus on specific cybersecurity leaders like Cisco. You can hold them for the long haul through inevitable volatility, or you can trade their volatility for shorter term gains. Or you could take a half and half approach. Whatever approach you prefer, don't miss this opportunity. Every few years, a shift happens that permanently alters the investing landscape. AI itself is one of those shifts. But beneath the surface of this megatrend is a companion megatrend that's just as urgent, unavoidable, and potentially lucrative. As long as we have bad actors, we'll have a need for protection from bad actors. And that makes top-tier AI plays one of the most obvious no-brainer long-term inevitable investments in the market today. But invest accordingly. Before we close today, I want to leave you with this thought. As long as bad actors exist, there will always be a need to protect what we've built, from our finances to our families to our futures. AI isn't just disrupting how scams are carried out. It's transforming how we defend against them. That's why the opportunity in AI-powered cybersecurity isn't a passing trend. It's what Warren Buffett would call an inevitable. Thanks for tuning in to Navigating Abundant Retirement Radio. If today's episode opened your eyes to the risks and opportunities around AI cybersecurity and the future of investing, I encourage you to take the next step. Visit www.perpetualwealthfinancial.com to learn more about our lifestyle and legacy assessment or to schedule a no-obligation conversation. We're here to help you spot the inefficiencies, reduce the risks, and move forward with clarity and confidence. Be sure to subscribe, share this episode, and join us next time as we continue exploring the topics that shape your financial future. Until then, stay alert, stay empowered, and as always, invest with purpose. I'll see you next week.
You should consult a financial advisor familiar with the specific circumstances of your unique financial situation before making any financial decisions. Nothing in this broadcast constitutes as a solicitation for the sale or purchase of any securities. Any mentioned rates of returns are historical or hypothetical in nature and are not a guarantee of future returns. Carol Dewey is an investment advisor representative of Perpetual Wealth Financial, a Florida registered investment advisor firm.